Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast with your host, Master Beef.
Hello.
Steely Ted.
Hey, hey.
And me, Ari Abelson.
Wow.
So today we're going to get right into it because the FBI has raided Jake Paul's house.
Oh, about time.
My gosh.
What
finally,
the fuck,
right?
Dude?
I think a couple years overdue.
What the fuck?
Right? A couple years overdue.
What has he done? Holy shit.
It's pretty interesting. I haven't read all the news articles yet, but I'm sure one of you has.
Of all the YouTubers to have their house fucking raided.
I mean, wow.
Jake Paul? He doesn't strike me as criminal.
Maybe the FBI was like driving down the street and their douche meter went off and they found him.
Okay, we have a speeding douche. Let's get in there, wipe him off.
Oh, yeah. Spotify finally found out he's the one who made the Everyday Bro song.
It's a criminal offense.
Got fucking swatted by the CEO of Spotify.
That's funny. Yeah.
That is, like, so fucking odd. First that, and then the Dr. Disrespect shit right before it. I guess that the YouTubers and streamers are just getting fucking knocked.
I guess so. I mean, it was bound to happen at one point or another, but it's kind of weird that it's all happening right after one another.
Yeah. It's like the apocalypse for them.
Just watch there be this huge fucking criminal ring between fucking Jake Paul and Dr. Disrespect. Dude, they were in cahoots.
Probably.
Totally. There's no other explanation.
They're on some YouTube mob family.
It's
different ranks.
It's fucking,
oh my god. It's, well, apparently
fucking Jake Paul sitting at a table. He come to me on the day of my channel's birthday.
Jake Paul is actually the godfather.
Fucking, oh my god. Who's next?
Keep your friends close, but keep your YouTubers closer.
But keep your money laundering schemes closer, yeah.
Dude, it's probably like this whole fucking tax evasion ring.
Probably. I mean, hey, it's expensive to live in the in LA with
fucking LA on a
price
on fucking YouTube ad revenue.
Yeah, I wonder how much actually Jake Paul makes now. I don't think his videos even break
a million
views anymore.
I mean, it's been the trend to make all the money from sponsors lately, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's starting to pay better on the ad rev, but like,
not by much.
I mean, yeah. Jake Paul is like Ad Capone.
Capone. Wow. Ad Capone. There we go.
They just got a monopoly on this.
Waiting for that one.
Jesus. I think that's our 2 cents on the issue. Jake Paul may or may not be an international criminal.
There you go.
Not accusing.
Not accusing.
No.
But
not accusing.
Not,
but
we're not accusing.
Not defamation. We're simply raising the question.
You didn't hear it from us, but
could
if you
be?
Do want to quote it, make sure you put us in the title.
Make sure you like drop a link.
Yeah.
Jake Paul sues the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Okay, honestly, I hope so, because then we get some more attention at least.
Yeah.
Also, in fucking multi-million-dollar debt from the fucking
we can afford
fees.
It. We can
we
afford
have
it.
Nothing to
oh,
give
yeah.
them except
we can get
facts.
It with our $11.70.
There you go.
Yeah, little sponsorship.
In total.
It's good stuff. Oh yeah,
I think it'll
it's
cover
good
it.
Stuff. Speaking of more of our stuff, we're starting a new segment called Bait of the Week.
There we go.
Relating to our Twitter, where pretty much every week we act like complete idiots on Twitter and see the most responses we can get
it's
off of us saying some
venture.
Stupid shit. It has been so funny so far. If you want to keep track of it, go to @PurpleMonkeyPod on Twitter. We have like no followers.
Maybe even
we
maybe even
just
join us. Help us
it.
Out. Get some
yeah.
Defense.
Oh yeah, join
During
us.
The crusade.
Back us up on our
to anger
our holy
as many
crusade
people
against the K-pop fans.
Yeah.
So
mainly
this
K-pop.
Week, our I'd say our bait of the week,
Here
our
we
most
go.
Successful one was when we said Jack and Jill is a better boy band than BTS. # we love you, Jimin.
That's
not even our opinions. Just
for those of you who don't know, Jack and Jill
that.
Is not a boy band. Jack and Jill is an Adam Sandler movie.
Wow, not just
and
an
we
Adam
went
Sandler
out there
the
with
best.
That. We had a lot of angry K-poppers trying to back us up or trying to back BTS up with fucking articles and like all that shit. We would just respond with like fucking monkey pictures. There was one that we really struck a bone with, like really got them going.
Deep in there.
I was not expecting to see this much of a response from this guy. So obviously, Jack and Jill's a better boy band. They respond, please deactivate your account or do the world a favor and never speak again.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a bit harsh, honestly.
To which we were like, kind of, okay, that's kind of rude, kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah, so kind of got us down.
So you're like, don't be upset. I know it's hard to hear, but it's the truth. And then something about that
those words
really just struck a nerve deep inside of them. To which, so they respond, naturally, they respond, holy fuck, please deactivate your account. Nobody listens to your dry-ass podcast, nobody interacts with your dry-ass tweets, and nobody agrees with your dry-ass opinion. You're here from attention because you never got it as a child, and you think people here want you. We don't.
Okay.
So at this point,
true.
I was like
maybe
really,
true, but
really hurt.
We couldn't
so
just take that.
I responded with a gif of a monkey touching a woman's breast.
It's Katy Perry.
Oh, it's Katy Perry.
Hers, yeah. They're quite
oh, very nice. And I said, me touching a boobie.
And
then
shut him down.
We had one of our upcoming interviewees, Mario Xavier, respond same.
Which is...
Those of you don't know, Mario Xavier is an amazing filmmaker.
Let's not understate it. Quite possibly the greatest filmmaker of the century.
We're talking Spielberg levels. We're talking... Fucking
Stanley
Tarantino
Kubrick.
Levels.
Kubrick.
If you'd like to check out his stuff, search Bear Kano on Amazon Video.
I'm actually surprised at this point that I'm surprised at this point that none of his things have been nominated for even an Oscar or anything. Academy, maybe?
I wouldn't be surprised
I mean,
if he wins
the Academy
this year.
They've gone a little off
kinda,
the rails.
Yeah, it kind of makes you think, do I even keep watching the Academy anymore? Like, what are they choosing here? Bear Kano or something? Like, what is that?
I'd say it's a more distinguished Sharknado. Kind of like...
Yeah.
If you were to take Sharknado and make it very good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're talking with Bear Kano.
If you have Amazon, I highly recommend checking it out. Or just go on YouTube and search Mario Xavier.
Mario Xavier.
He's got quite the channel of classics.
It's like...
They're all...
Oh, it's amazing.
Just his catalog.
My favorite was Chernobyl Ants versus Bear Kano.
The crossover event of the century.
It was, yeah. You thought Alien versus Predator was good? No. Shut up. You're wrong.
Infinity War? No. Uh-uh.
It's Chernobyl Ants versus Bear Kano.
That's
where it's
is.
At.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go through more of the Twitter?
Yeah, I have another one that's pretty funny. So the original tweet from this one has actually been removed by the account owner. He really got PO'd there.
No.
But one of the comments I'd saying was in response to a Jimin live performance, and I believe the person said, "It makes me so happy." And then we responded naturally with, "It makes me want to vomit and then drink the vomit back up with a straw." So that was sort of a little launching off point. And then obviously the response
kind of like,
to that
kind
was,
true.
With your 9 followers, clown face. And that hurt.
That got me where I live.
Yeah.
We do only have 9. Well, I think we have 11 now. But at the time we only
had
9.
I think
we
have 11, so they can kind of suck my monkey cock.
Really, the only follow-up to that would be 9 followers, more like 9 inches, devil emote, fire emote. And that set the ball rolling, I think. Because, I mean, it really got in
her. I think that showed him his boss. I wouldn't fuck with us either after that.
Yeah, and then she responded with, "Who's going to tell him?" And, you know, we're tell him what, you know? We wanted to know. What is he talking
we
about?
We want
to
know. We just come...
And then someone said that you're sitting behind a screen with your thumb up your ass and Jimin already went to Wembley, and that your pathetic ego is bigger than your shrimp emote, which I can only assume that means penis. So, you know, we're just trying to analyze this
here.
I actually wasn't aware of that because I'm not a dirty little perv. So
yeah.
I think I responded, I actually don't like shrimp very much. I'm more of a
I don't like shrimp.
Like a hamburger.
XD, nice try, loser. And that's how we ended that. So I think that was a
kind of shut down the competition, I'd say. They really didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, they didn't.
The thumb up the ass part. Okay, you got me.
Yeah, fine. All right.
Fine.
Honestly, who are the rude ones here? I mean, we're just talking about a boy band, and then they attack us personally? It's a bit too far.
They're kind of like, they're trying to like send a fucking UPS bomb to us. That's not okay. K-pop
They're
going to
Ted Kaczynski us?
Gosh.
Oh my God. We get fucking swatted by BTS fans.
I mean, it's not too far off.
Cause of death, K-pop Twitter.
What are you going to do? K-pop Twitter me to death? Cause of death, K-pop Twitter. Okay, do we have one more, Theo?
I think that we're good to call it for this week. Well, we might bring it back for the next segment, but we have a lot of other stuff to get to this week. Thank you guys for listening this far. quick shout out to our Epic Monkey patrons, Tim Nettick, Lily, and Young Pirate One.
They're all epic.
Our monkey friends, amazing sauce. They get extended episodes every week, 40 minutes. If you're interested, check out the Purple Monkey Patreon. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Anyways, love you no matter what. And we're going to see you after the quick break. See you in a sec. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Getting back into it. So apparently there was this leak where PewDiePie, his like Spotify account.
Yeah, someone found his Spotify account. Which he wasn't even trying to hide, by the way. It was literally just called PewDie. So he was
okay.
He didn't,
so like I think, oh, he was kind of begging for it. An account.
Yeah. And it was all these like weird obscure artists. They were all, I guess they all happened to be like LGBT as well, which just added to the
I mean,
comedy.
Okay, people trying to make a thing about that.
It's so dumb. It's just music.
Like, yeah, it is just music, but it is funny that it all just happened. And his explanation was that he just listens to random music and it sorts by the artists when you go look at his recommended. So it'll just be these random obscure artists. And he also is Swedish, so he listens to a lot of Swedish music, I guess. So it's pretty funny when it all came together.
I thought it was
though.
Funny how a lot of the artists, there was this big trending thing about him on Twitter. And a lot of the artists took personal offense
that he was
listening to their music. So like they would be like, okay, at Spotify, is there like a way I can block him from listening to my music?
Why?
Really?
So mean.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What'd he do?
I mean, like, I get it. You don't like him, but you don't have to like shit on him for liking your songs.
Dear God.
Right. I guess that's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
I honestly think like it's such a low blow to go after him for that.
Spotify.
Like, I'm not even the biggest PewDiePie fan. Like I think.
Yeah.
So he's entertaining sometimes. I wasn't a big fan of like the whole Minecraft thing, but
Spotify should just block everyone from listening to them. Be like, well, you got your wish, and a little bit more. We added extra.
Okay, they're off Spotify.
Yeah, we yanked you off. Happy?
I mean, if people found out that I listened to Stinky Poop Fart Remix, then that would be, oh, shoot.
I mean, yeah. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Might get canceled
it's
now.
Shame.
They found out that I listened to, it's a Pen Pineapple Apple Pen remix.
There we go. Wait, what was the one that, ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka-ticka?
Oh, they make so many weird. What's the band called? The group?
Oh my gosh, Picatoro.
If you find out what it's called,
it's
go
called,
on YouTube.
I think it's called Picatoro or something.
They make so many fucking weird.
It also
songs.
The
I think
weird thing is that the most viewed what's it called, the PPAP video,
Pen
is
Pineapple,
not even uploaded by them. It was by some other uploader.
No. Did it have ads on? That's so sad.
I don't know. It's funny.
Someone made like $1 million off of
it. Literally got 300 million and the original got like 100 million.
Damn.
That's a shame.
That's a damn shame. I mean, yeah.
Some guy probably just found it before they actually uploaded it and just got it first.
They've made so many just oddball songs and they all make no sense. And I think they were all uploaded after Pen Pineapple.
Yeah.
So they were obviously trying to like
replicate
that
same
capture
stride.
The same magic.
It just never has, and that it's like almost sad to see. But I think that it's some of those songs are just hilarious in their own right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, check that out if you want more Pen Pineapple.
If you're a big
another
fan,
news,
if you're a Pen Pineapple.
Oh yeah,
Apple
if you can't get enough of it.
Another
news: Rocksteady is making a Suicide Squad game.
Finally, after 5 years, they've finally announced their next game.
After the best movie of all time.
Directly scrapped from the plot, we finally get
starring
the true definitive
Jared
Suicide
Leto
Squad experience.
As a video game character. They actually didn't
Jared Leto's actually DLC.
They just put him into the video game like Willy Wonka.
You pay an extra 20, you get the Jared Leto DLC.
Is there a Margot Robbie DLC?
Okay, that I would buy.
Yeah.
Pre-order it.
They got me there. Rock's a little bit unsteady now.
The game default says Jared Leto, but you can pay $50 extra to play as a good Joker.
Yeah, if you pay $50, you get to be Heath Ledger or Joaquin Phoenix. That would actually
Jack
be just
Nicholson, $100 DLC.
Oh my gosh.
Mark Hamill,
that'd actually
animated
be a,
Joker,
that would be a neat thing, actually.
$5,000.
To just be able to switch out the Jokers?
That would be sick. Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool. I doubt they would ever do that, but it's a nice thing.
Because no one would buy. That would be just be, I could just imagine Jared Leto's response to that. I feel like Rocksteady is limiting the system. People are not buying my skin. Clearly, it's rigged.
He turns into Gabby Hanna. Okay, I'm being shadow banned from the Xbox store.
They just eventually, since no one's buying a skin, they like release it for free. No, they pay you to buy it.
They give you $5.
It comes out of Jared Leto's wallet. Okay, good fine. Time. If I have to download this, I'll get it, I guess.
Speaking of video games, the PS4 controller will work on PS5, but not with all games.
Yeah, man, wow. You gotta get that haptic function.
What is so special about the PS5 controller?
It actually, I do think there's, I mean, good thing they're using it at all, because they definitely could just say,
I mean, yeah.
You know,
they could just say, screw you, this is an advanced console.
I mean, that's what they already did for games. Never work. Like, they're going to be done making PS4 games soon, and they're going to only do PS5 games.
Is it going to have backwards compatibility?
I believe PS5 can
like
actually
100
play.
100 PS4 games will be playable, yeah.
Probably the ones that you want to play will be.
Yeah, that's the most popular.
I believe they're going to do PS3, PS2, and PS1 games all on the PS5.
Oh my god.
So it's going to be everything available.
That's a bit much.
I think it's
pretty
cool.
Said this before, but Xbox, rest in peace, they did their best.
Maybe in like 10 years down the road, they'll come back again. But yeah,
had a good
I mean, that is true. I mean, the video game market is like notorious for going back and forth between companies.
Yeah.
But I think once you like lose, you're just out. Like Sega.
Well, that was pretty big.
Sega's never going to come back and be.
No. Sega never really had a breakout console.
They went from having a 55%. They had a 55% market share, overthrowing Nintendo's 90% after Sonic came out.
I don't think Microsoft's ever going to stop. I mean, first, they have so much stuff. They're not going to go out of the gaming business.
Well, they started not they weren't profiting off the first Xbox.
Not that
but they just had so much money to throw at it that they kept going. With the 360.
And then they made money with the 360.
They actually made money on the I don't know if they made that much on the One. I think just because it's like...
No, Xbox One's one of the lowest selling consoles ever, I think. I think it only sold like 40.
But it is funny how people will still defend it to death, mainly because they just don't want to feel bad about buying it.
I mean, just to put in perspective...
I think that's a big thing like when you're in like middle school.
Yeah.
And kids are like, no, mine is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I bought an
Xbox, I remember that was a lot.
I will admit that they're kind of done.
Yeah,
it's just really like disappointing to see it go that direction. But honestly, like you can't really care that much. It's a fucking big company,
and just to put
like,
that
you're gonna play video games either way. It's not like I'm quitting video games because Xbox is over.
Well, also they're discontinuing the previous Xboxes, like we said. But they were making PlayStation 2s up until the release of the PS4. Like they were because people were still buying.
Wait, really?
Yeah. In 2013.
This is a great console.
Oh, really?
And that's why it's the best-selling console, because
it's a quality console. It's funny that PlayStation's been using the same controller for so long.
I mean, it works.
And their original controller is just the SNES with grips on it.
Yeah,
it's so funny that they just kept it.
It's funny.
More video game stuff. COD 2020.
Yeah, Codfish.
Okay,
Which company has it this time?
Treyarch, I think. Black Ops 5 alert.
Black Ops 5.
No, I think they're going to do a Cold War type game. I don't really know.
Yeah, I
mean,
think we said that before, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this.
But this year's Call of Duty was pretty good. It was a step in the right direction. Still some pretty
garbage multiplayer maps.
But
I said this last time, I think, but a fucking Vietnam multiplayer mode
would have been fun.
Would be super cool.
Yeah.
Like one side plays is the fucking
Viet Cong.
You just have like the tunnels and shit.
I mean, they kind of did that with Black Ops, the original, but it wasn't online. It was mainly campaign.
Just have Fortunate Son on loop in the background.
Burden. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And, speaking of multiplayer stuff, Halo Infinite.
Yeah, okay. I want to clear this up because we made a mistake in the last episode or one of the episodes. We said Halo Infinite multiplayer was free to play.
Our credibility has been shattered.
And we were like, free to play? Was it going to cost money? Blah, blah, blah. But no, they're doing it so you don't actually have to buy Halo Infinite to play the multiplayer. You can play it separately as a package. That's
now
free,
that is smart,
which is smart.
That's good.
That is very smart.
That's what
especially
Call of Duty
considering
did this
like
year as well.
Call of Duty,
yeah,
Warzone, and
stuff. Yeah. So
I don't know if that'll be as big, especially if not as many people have the new Xbox or have Halo. Or, like, are interested in Halo.
Also, even. Halo 5 did Warzone. They had a game mode called Warzone before Call of Duty. So, Call of Duty copied Halo 5 Warzone.
Well, okay. Halo Halo Warzone was you have to buy the fucking good vehicles.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, packs in order to
wreck
win.
Packs. Oh, my
it's literally
gosh,
the definition
that.
Of pay to win.
Yeah.
You either bought the good tank or you did not and you lose.
You either bought the tank that is actually invincible or you bought the rinky-dink one-shot pistol tank.
Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, I definitely got bogged down by that. But Halo 5 had a lot of good elements. I just hope they really not mess it up with this time. Or we just wait another 10 years till someone else picks up Halo again. I don't know. Whatever company.
Yeah, it's never going to die.
Who knows? 343 could just sit with the license and not sell it and just leave it.
Another interesting thing I heard is that EA's Star Wars license is about done.
Really?
Oh, it's ending soon.
Good.
Thank God. So,
yeah, good. There are actually they, good games.
Was it, was I don't it know 10 if years, maybe? It or not. Was it 10 or 5 years? I don't know.
It's 10 years.
So
20, crazy. It's
2025
long,
then is when it's going to be up, right? Because Battlefront came out in 2015. Soon.
No, but I think they owned the license earlier.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think they've owned the license ever since.
They
just haven't really done anything good with that license. It really sucks because with a property as like versatile as Star Wars, they've just made like shitty shooters and like
Their license extends to 2023.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, so don't they have that Starfighter game coming out?
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna do Starfighter. I'm sure they're gonna do another Jedi Fallen Order before their license is up.
They already announced a sequel to that.
Yeah. So
I hope that they give it to someone good. Imagine if they give it to like From Software
or
like Dark Souls people or
From Soft or even like
I doubt they would want it.
Yeah, who knows?
Because I don't think that there are many.
Dude, imagine they gave it to like Rockstar. Imagine Rockstar did like a
that would be cool.
Like Star Wars style GTA game.
All right, we're making a Star Wars style GTA game.
Weren't they
going to
do something like that with like Boba Fett? Oh,
Star Wars 1313.
Yeah, that was going to be so
yeah,
cool,
that
but
was,
then they dropped it.
It canceled it. And it was, like, almost done, too.
Fucking Disney,
dude. Canceled all the good games, dude.
So, gave us fucking Battlefront.
So dumb.
$50 DLC to have the maps that should have come with it normally. Yeah, I guess we'll see. I think we're going to call it an episode, though.
All right.
Good times, good times. Thank you all so much for listening. If you're interested in joining us on Discord, go to discord.org. Search podcast, scroll until you find the Monkey House. Got a big Bonzi buddy as the icon.
Oh,
hop
yeah.
in there. Gonna have a monkey of a time. You have a lot of fun in there. A lot of poop flinging, a lot of banana eating. The place to be, the place to be. If you want to see us goof around on Twitter, you go to @PurpleMonkeyPod. You watch us make fun of K-pop for a bit. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. With that, we're going to see you next time. Monkey on.